What would Swaggart be if he hadn't messed his life up? He might have been a new deliverer for this nation, but the devil got him. And now he's arrogant. He says, it's no business of yours. They tell me when he said that 2 weeks ago, the audience stood up and clapped and gave him a standing ovation. He'll gather thousands of people living in adultery and devilry. They don't care. I just hope God spares him. I mean, if I were God, I'd cut the guy off. He's had his second chance. Adam didn't get a second chance. Judas didn't get a second chance. Why does Swaggart expect it? But we're in that day now where sin doesn't mean much to us. I mean, I weep over the guy, but what does Jesus do? He's crucified the Son of God afresh. I was reading last night to Martha. I said, darling, well, I don't understand this. In fact, I wrote to a friend at 2 o'clock this morning where, what is it? 2 Corinthians 3 says, the fire shall try every man's work and not what size it is, but what sort it is. And then, but the thing that bowls me over, maybe you fellows can help me. Maybe that's why the Lord sent you today. And I'm serious about this.
I think it's 1 Corinthians.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 3, that's right. Yeah, man. One Corinthians 3, is it?
It's 13.
Yes. Everyone's work should be a manifest, for the day shall declare it. Well, let's put it in a nutshell. Dear brothers, when you and I go to the judgment, we're not going to have our passports checked. We're going to have our baggage checked. What have we been collecting all our lives? If men build about, okay, look at verse 13. If anyone's work shall be made manifest, the day shall declare, because it will be revealed by fire, the fire shall show man's work what sort, not what size it is. Now, if any man's work abide, which is built thereon, he shall receive a reward. Now look at this 15th verse. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved by fire. Now look at verse 17. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Now what do you do? God's going to destroy that man. Did Jimmy Swaggart ever think he was standing before 5 billion people, or you and I will, with all the archangels there, all the apostles of the New Testament, all the prophets of the Old Testament gazing on me, and God reads my record out? We've lost sight of the judgment. If we began every meeting in the light of the judgment, we'd be prostrate before the end of this service. We wouldn't think about running home to turn the lousy TV on. The early Pentecostal meetings, brother used to go at 8 in the morning and stay till 5 or 6 at night. They had a meal on the grounds, particularly in America. And then have an afternoon session and an evening session, have 3 or 4 sermons. I don't know why we have to go to that. But this is, nobody's answered my question. Him shall God destroy. Not his record be destroyed, but he shall be destroyed. How can a man mix with a harlot when he knows his body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, unless it's only in his head? I mean, the body is the temple. Isn't it awesome when you think 2 men 5 years ago had the world at their feet? Jimmy Swaggart got arrogant because he said God called him to evangelize the world in the first place. That's wrong. He said he'd nobody to go to. David Wilson went to him 2 years before that mess up. He went to PGL 2 years before and told them, and they wouldn't listen to him. It's no good saying they'd no friends. They were so arrogant, they became a law unto themselves. Nobody dared correct them. They wouldn't listen to counsel. They got on a crest, as they say in the world, they got on a roll. Swaggart's taking $3 million a week in. I hear he still takes in nearly $1 million a week. But where's the power?